KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, August 7th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Minnesota Twins starter Joe Ryan headed to the injured list after an MRI revealed a mild left glute strain. Ryan has struggled in his last three starts, allowing 16 earned runs, also giving up seven home runs since July 20th. His ERA has gone up nearly a run from 2.85 at the All-Star break, now to 3.65. Twins manager Derek Shelton says he was relieved that the injury was considered minor. He believes it does explain Ryan's recent struggles with his velocity and fastball command. Right-hander Zebby Matthews expected to be called up from AAA to start tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. Meanwhile, Twin center fielder Byron Buxton still remains with the team during its current 9-game road trip. Buxton recovering from a right hip impingement. He's been on the injured list since July 29th. An ESPN report yesterday says that Clippers star Kawhi Leonard allegedly had an undisclosed sponsorship agreement worth millions of dollars with Daktronics, based in Brookings. The company that designed the massive Halo scoreboard at the Intuit Dome for the Clippers in Los Angeles. The claim was made by former ESPN contributor Pablo Torre, citing anonymous sources who alleged the deal was used to circumvent the NBA salary cap by funneling millions of dollars to Leonard. The Clippers did not immediately comment, and a Daktronics spokesperson says that Leonard does not have an active contract with the company. The reported deal comes as the NBA continues investigating Leonard's separate sponsorship agreement with a now bankrupt financial company. The Clippers and their owner Steve Ballmer have reportedly denied any efforts to bypass the NBA's salary cap. Some NFL news and notes. A couple of running backs signing new contracts. Detroit running back Jahmyr Gibbs has agreed through a 3-year contract extension worth up to $75 million. That now makes Gibbs the highest-paid running back in the NFL. The contract includes $51 million in guaranteed money. That extension comes just 2 days after Atlanta signed Bijan Robinson to a record-setting deal that briefly made him the league's top-paid running back. Gibbs rushed for over 1,200 yards, 13 touchdowns last season, while also adding 77 receptions out of the backfield for 616 yards and 5 touchdowns. Also yesterday, Indianapolis Colts running back Jonathan Taylor agreed to a 2-year extension worth $44 million. Taylor was third in the NFL last season with 1,585 rushing yards. He also led the league with 18 touchdowns. The former second-round pick from Wisconsin enters the season just under 7,600 career rushing yards. He needs 1,600 more to pass Edgerrin James for the Colts' all-time franchise record. Taylor also needs just one more touchdown for 70 in his career. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.